Exclusive Talk Radio. What's going on? It's your boy Tony Allwright.
Wanda Allwright.
You know I got my baby. Talk to me, baby. What's going on with you?
Nothing. I'm on this hookah by Dysfunctional Hookahs mixed with Ciroc mango and cranberry juice and ice. It's pretty good. It don't taste too harsh. It's just right. I know the alcohol itself gets you messed up, but it's okay. Hi, you guys. I am Wanda Allwright.
What's going on? It's your boy Tony Allwright. Exclusive Talk Radio, baby.
And we're just here to talk on Tuesday. It's new for me, so y'all be patient with me.
What's going down?
Hey, Lexis.
Miss Lexis, how you doing?
Tune in on this one, Lexis. It's a conversation one.
Come on, let's share it out. Let's talk. Let's talk today. What's going on? It's Tuesday. Don't play. Man, hold up. Get out the way. Anybody want a freestyle? About to get in. Need to hop on the live like 1, 2, 3 to the 4. About to talk to you. Blowing smoke out the door. Ooh, it's hot. Like Rizzo said. Man, hold up. What color behind me? Red.
I can't deal with him.
I'm dead. We fed. Okay. What's going on? How was your day today, y'all? Miss Allwright, what's going on?
Hey, Nana.
Where you at? You thugging it?
Yeah. Look like you somewhere. Where you at?
Down the street.
Well.
Same the place.
Oh, I got you.
All right, Miss Allwright, stay tuned in. We're just going to talk to y'all today. We ain't going to bring too much music. We're just going to talk today.
I got to get back on in a minute.
All right. Be careful, Miss Allwright. So we got a conversation to have today.
It's a good one.
Share squad, share that. I know we've been missing for a little minute. We back. We've been missing for a minute, but we back. We back.
We ain't stopping.
We ain't slowing down. Exclusive Talk Radio about to come harder than ever. So if you don't know, now you know. I'm trying to tell you, better stay down. You better for the come up because it's coming up. And you see the smoke. It's lit. It's on fire. It's already lit. But also, for those who already have music, make sure you send that music in. ExclusiveTalkMedia@gmail.com. We're spinning that radio 24/7, and we're building this radio station for you. So definitely, let's make sure we get this tuned in. It's Tuesday. We just want to talk to you. We got a little conversation, you know.
Oh, you gotta pull it up, huh?
Let them know about it. Okay.
We're gonna pull up
the conversation, and we just want y'all to chime in. So if you're with your friend, with your buddy, grab you something to drink, grab you something to twist.
Let me find it,
and
y'all.
Let's get it. Let me hit that hookah while you looking.
Here you go.
What the hand hitting?
It's because you got to let it, don't do that. You got to let it milk. Don't do it. It's heating. Don't do that. Let the ice melt.
Bro.
Don't talk about
Queen Makai, Legend 411. What's going on? What's going on?
So it reads, so my boyfriend and I have sex once a month. It's not like I don't like sex, but I don't want our relationship to be centered around sex every time we meet. I love him very much, so I need to set standards for him to see value in me, but deep down, I crave sex every day. Recently, I've been seeing this guy. I don't love him. I don't see my future with him, so I feel comfortable having sex with him every day. I don't mind if he sees me as a whore. I'm just using him to satisfy my urge. You want to go first on that one? Oh, you want me to go first on that one? Okay. First and foremost, I feel like for men and women, you can't have sex with somebody and not have feelings. But then again, if you have a boyfriend that you love and you see yourself, you see your life with him and that's who you want to be with, why y'all only having sex once a month? But somebody that you don't like and you don't see yourself with, you have sex with them every day? I don't get that. I'm confused.
So, do you not see the value in yourself? I don't know. But to have a boyfriend and to not be able to give your dude some if that's your main one, the reason, first of all, I don't even know the reason why you don't want to talk to, you know, why you only giving it to him once out the month. Is it because he going to be supplying just the rent once a month? Or does he pay a bill every once a month? Why is it that you give your non-boyfriend all the dirty, nasty sex and the freaky, nasty stuff, but you give that boyfriend or your man that thing once a month? Hell nah. The chick is confused. She retarded. And she ain't got value for herself.
She retarded.
That bitch retarded.
I wouldn't say she retarded. I think she
used
one.
What y'all thinking? What y'all thinking? Portia, what's going on? What you thinking? What you thinking?
I think she using one. I don't think she retarded. I think she just using one.
So she's just using the dude.
I think she using the one that's once a month because that one probably pay her rent or pay her bill or something. And the other one that she claims she don't like, that's the one she really like because she having sex with every day.
What y'all doing? What y'all talking about? What y'all thinking? What y'all think about that one? What y'all think about that? Definitely chime in the subscribe button, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Follow us on all platforms. Exclusive Talk Media.
This is a good
conversation. For me,
Portia said, man.
Again, we fit to run it down one more time. Make sure we share this.
Amen. OMG, exactly, Faye. Exactly. She using Buddy. She gotta be using him.
So she only doing it with him.
It's a little further down.
She only doing with her main once a month.
Go up, I think.
She does it with this random dude. Because she still gets sexual cravings, sexual urges throughout that getting none, you know. I wonder, do they stay with each other? Do you got to stay with somebody? If you stay with somebody, let's get for real. Let's get for real. I'm gonna give me another shot. Give me a shot.
Here you go. You want another shot? That's a whole three shots. Whole shot.
But let's keep it real. Grab your drink. Grab your smoke, and let's talk about this. If
Portia said maybe the side nigga busting pipes and her nigga night, that could be it. I said that earlier.
He ain't hitting it right.
I said that earlier.
He ain't hitting it right.
Or,
but for her,
the main nigga don't like the way she do him, cause she probably get him lazy cool. Have sex with the person that you want to be with every day. Regardless of if you feel like that relationship is just based on sex or not, it's up to you to make that relationship more than sex. That means go out and do something. That means figure out what intrigue each other. That means see what each other interested in. You not doing it. You just craving sex every day. So on the cool, you really a fiend and you for everybody.
The trick is for the streets.
See? Look. Sterling say he might be a sucker. Portia say, see this why I'm single. And Prince say, he ain't pleasing or she ain't shit. She ain't shit.
Exclusive Talk Radio, baby. We're going to talk about it all. It ain't just about the music. It's about that exclusive talk.
I'ma say she ain't shit.
She ain't shit. She ain't nothing.
I'ma say she ain't shit. Because if you truly love somebody and you want to be with somebody, I understand if y'all never had sex and you holding out on them to try to build it. But you say y'all have sex once a month. And that's somebody that you want to build your life with, your relationship with. You want to build things with, you know, invest shit, have shit with each other. But you see somebody that you don't see yourself with, not investing with, and you do the nasty with him all the time. Come on. What's a male point of view to that? Because that's a female point of view.
Which side of the male?
The whole thing. I've been talking this whole time.
So, for me, again, it's fucked up. It's fucked up all the way on the perspective of it that she just want to be with somebody, but then again, she don't want to be with them bad enough where she's willing to save us, not slut herself out. But again, if he ain't doing what he's supposed to do, intellectually, physically, emotionally, spiritually, if they ain't in tune,
so you like
it
Sterling.
Ain't gonna work.
So you like Sterling. She might do love him as a person, but if the sexual intimacy level not there, then it's hard. I believe in the 5-level of intimacy.
Let him know what the 5-level of intimacy is, Mr. Fish Show Sterling. Let him know.
But at the same thing, like he said, is she trying to do the level of intimacy with him though? Because she only giving one side, which is her side. How you know that dude not trying to do the level of intimacy with her and she just cutting it off? Because she craves sex every day.
Well.
Because it says it. I crave sex.
She craves it.
So that means she's a fiend. What the fuck Tony just said?
She for the streets. The bitch is for the streets.
I want to hear her dude's side. Where he at? Exactly.
So, again, it's not like she don't like the sex, so it ain't like...
It's just her side. Sexual, spiritual, emotional, physical, and financial. Exactly. Hi, I don't know how to pronounce the first
part.
What's going on?
So we just talking on this Tuesday. You know, we want to have a real exclusive conversation about a situation.
And the five levels of intimacy. I'm sorry. Sexual, spiritual, emotion, physical, and financial. So, hey, look. So it's like, this is only her point. We really don't know
the full
dude part either. Cause he could be trying to do the intimacy part and she not wanting to do it for whatever reason. But it's still a reason why you only giving this man that you so-called love coochie once a month. And you giving this man that you don't want to have nothing to do with and you barely know the coochie every day of the week.
It don't say she barely know him though. So this could be a whole little piece of meat that she could have been having.
You right. You absolutely right. But at the same time, they go back to any, like, I feel like any person could do it with somebody and not have feelings attached. But eventually, true, depending on how long you constantly have sex with that person, your spirits are going to intertwine with each other and some feelings are going to be formed for somebody.
For somebody, yo.
So somebody's going to get hurt in that situation. I got all five. I got all five too. Oh, y'all. Portia, I know you single. Are you single?
Where my single people at? Where my relationship folks at? That was relationship. Put the R. That was a single. Put the S. Those is complicated. Just put a C. RSC.
Unpredictable Porsche. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. This could be this could be match made. I mean, I'm not matching nobody, but it could be match made. Big single. Now, Porsche, you said she wanted a threesome. You never answered who she wanted a threesome with. I know it ain't with the dude she having sex once a month.
Nah, she wants that threesome with the dude that she with. I mean, that she seeing on the regular.
But with another dude or a woman, she got a high sex drive.
She probably want shit.
She probably in that 50 Shades. She probably wants some shit like that. She wants that 50 Shades where you choke me, daddy, beat me, daddy, I love you, daddy, like that Tyler Perry shit. She's stupid.
Both of them, obviously, she's safe.
Both of them niggas, obviously.
Make sure you grab your drink. Make sure you grab your smoke. Scoops Talk Media, baby. Follow us on all platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. Go ahead and hit that notification bell.
I read a book like that where a girl had a real high sex drive. And she had two dudes, and they was okay with having a relationship like that. And I seen on TikTok where it was a gay couple. Well, I don't know what you call them. What you call them?
What?
It was three of them involved, and they was all okay with it.
Three dudes?
No, three girls. Two studs and one femme.
A marriage?
Well, yeah, they was all in there together.
They was in a polymarriage?
It might be soul ties, but it's no love lost for her. And a nigga, so she can do as she please with him. When she wanna go home, she'll like she do. She a hoe.
Well, again, if she,
hey,
for
Kale.
The streets, she for the streets. At the end of the day, she just a piece of meat. Toss to the dogs. Let them hop on like frogs.
Thank y'all, that's Polly. Thank y'all. But what I wanna know is, was the side nigga her ex? She didn't say. That's the only thing she didn't say.
Most likely it's a piece that she has had if she getting it on a regular.
And she liked it, but they didn't work out in a relationship wise, but the sex was great. So I think it is an ex or somebody that she just had a fling with. It gotta be. It can't just be no random.
If it's a random, we want all the smoke.
I gotta know the tea about the random.
Because if I'm that one that's paying that bill on the first of the month, and bitch, you ain't giving me that cootie cat, shit. I ain't get that cootie cat, but once a month.
Wait a minute, hold on, time out.
I ain't messing with it.
Well, Shay, I don't know, honestly. I think Shay has to work today.
Miss Shay at work, but you know, definitely stay tapped in. We got that Facebook Live where we can join in four ways, so stay tuned in. She and T Thursday. Make sure you stay tuned in. But you know, it's your boy Tony, all right. Miss Wanda, all right. We thugging it out today. Talking Tuesday, baby.
Wait a minute. Let's get a little personal.
Let's get it.
You said, if you paying rent, and you getting it once a month, a couple of years ago.
Shit, if I'm paying rent and I'm getting it once a month.
Stop playing. A couple of years ago, that was us.
Yeah.
It was.
A couple of years ago?
I said a couple of years ago.
Like back then?
Yeah, back then. A couple of years ago.
Back then.
That was us.
And you seen some shit happen.
On both sides,
on
though.
On both sides. That's
so
what I'm
saying. I mean,
but that's where it goes back to, if we're not together in sync emotionally, physically,
mm-hmm.
spiritually,
mm-hmm.
mentally,
mm-hmm.
financially,
mm-hmm.
then those are things where other people could come in and say, I got a lever on this, or I got a pull on this, so let me try to use this to my advantage to try to get that. Which, again,
somebody was cheating. You talking about us or this story?
Y'all silly.
Come on, Portia. What you talking about?
Y'all are silly. Y'all are silly. Cut it out. Y'all better cut it out.
Tony don't like talking about it. I don't mind. I'm transparent. I can be transparent.
Baby, I'm clear like this liquor, my nigga.
He lied.
Nigga, I'm see-through like this
shit,
liquor.
I know y'all personally. Nah, but for real though, you know what else could play a part in it? If one person is spiritually in tune with, you know, with the other person, but the other person is not. Like, the other person want to be of the world. And the other person, like, we love you too. And the other person want to be, like, go out all the time. And your significant other don't like going out. That could play a major part in it too.
Yep. You be out there looking at that ass.
And I don't go out.
And be like,
I don't go out.
Oh, look at that butt.
I don't go out. I didn't go out then either. And I think that's how we end up in that situation. Because this is really... This ain't our situation, though. Let me show you. This not us right now. Let me show you. So y'all won't think this is us. This is not us right now. See? This is not us right now. That's not us. That's somebody else. That's not us. We know about that situation, but it's not us. We okay.
But you know, it's all, as they say, it's all love, fun, and love and war. Some shit like that. But you live and you learn.
What is it? All's fair in love and war.
Yeah, all's fair.
All's fair in love and war.
You learn, you live and you learn. You know?
And it is a thin line between love and hate, though.
It is. It truly is a thin line between love and hate. And a woman motherfucker.
Pass the weed around. Not over here. I'm good. Like,
you hitting that one more time. It's that fire. You see that smoke? It's that.
One thing I do want to let y'all know, Exclusive Talk is now accepting bookings for interviews, exclusive interviews. The link is in the bio. Click it, book it. If you know any upcoming artists or people that just want to talk about something and get it out, we do those type of interviews as well. So just pass on the information. Hi. Take off Steve-O,
Wretch Man. What's going on? Just talking about it. So the bitch is for the streets. If she got this dude, she with him. She for the streets. If she only fucking him once a month, but giving it to another nigga when she feeling these urges and she likes sex. So the bitch wanna fuck. So the girl wanna do it. So she does it with somebody else every day. But she got this dude that she loves, that she says she loves, and she doesn't want to give it up to him every time, only with him once out of a month. Is that right? A couple of us said no. Most of us said no. Some said, if you ain't getting it, you ain't getting it. So
Samson say, I want to talk. Send us a request, and you're more than welcome to come on and give us your opinion.
You know what it is. Exclusive talk, baby. It's more than just music here. We're gonna take that vibe to a whole nother level, man. Artists, make sure y'all tag, share the entrepreneurs.
For the streets. Exactly, Steve-O.
For the streets. The bitch is for the streets. She for the streets. Tanya, the one we talking about, you are for the streets.
Hey, Tanya. No,
Tanya,
not
you
her.
Are for the streets.
No, she not. Don't do
Survey
her.
Survey says.
No.
You are for the streets.
Don't worry about it, best friend. I got him. Don't worry about it. I'll kick his butt after we get off the live. Don't talk about my best friend. Best friend is not for the streets. Tony is crazy.
So grab your drink. Grab your smoke. Grab what you grab. Exclusive Talk Media. You know what it is. We got the hookah lady. Thank you, Dysfunctional Hookahs. If you need hookahs, they also do services for parties. Dysfunctional Hookahs. Just type it in. They'll pop on up. Book them for your next event. Next shindig. Get your smoke on. Get your hookah going on. Low prices, good people. Y'all know what it is. We still talking. How y'all feeling about that? How y'all feeling about the whole situation? We got something that said they for the streets. We got something that said if he ain't dropping it right, hey, she got a reason to go get it from somewhere else. Let's go. So,
what do y'all think make people not be tuned with each other no more? Like, kind of lose interest with each other?
What makes people fall?
Well, not lose interest. Oh, that's it. What makes people not want to have sex, but they don't cheat? Like, they just... Like, I don't know about a lot of women, but if something not going right with me, or if I'm just not there, like, mentally, or shit, I'm going to be real. We've been at a place to where sometimes my bills wasn't getting paid on time. You don't be wanting to have sex. Is it the same for men?
Shit, a nigga ready to get his rocks off. So
exactly, y'all think with this, not this.
But at the same time, I'm trying to understand what you're saying. But if it's not making sense to a point where you're not allowing it to make sense because you want to process so much other stuff at one time that you can't control, then hey.
So does it give you the right to go and find somebody that'll give it to you willingly?
No.
But you have people that do it.
You do got people that do that. Unfortunately, fortunately, I'm not that nigga.
No more.
Y'all silly. Y'all better cut it out. Cut it out.
I told y'all Tony can't be transparent.
What? I told y'all I'm like this see-through glass right here.
No, he's not.
I'm as see-through as this Ciroc.
Tony is not transparent, you guys.
So
when
what
it comes
saying?
To relationships.
So what you saying? You saying I step out?
No.
When I ain't getting none?
First of all, let's clear this up real quick. You better not be stepping out nothing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the old Tony.
Yeah.
The old Tony didn't really understand it.
Yeah, the old Tony, but good thing that the new Tony done grew and matured.
Or, what if you ask your significant other, or you cheating and your significant other say no, and you don't believe your significant other and you believe somebody come back and tell you, oh, I know for a fact your significant other cheating. Do you believe that person? And they don't have the proof, but they say they know for a fact? Or do you believe your significant other?
Well, you believe your significant other until you find but you do have that on your mind, obviously.
So do you go talk to your significant other about it? Like, hey,
yeah,
this
you
was
should.
Brought to my attention.
You should. Now, some people who ain't really secure gonna, you know, just probably fuck around, you know, take that as their excuse and just go do what they want to do. But at the end of the day, the right thing to do is to go talk to the other person, because you got a right in the relationship yourself.
So do you feel like, oh man, I just lost my train of thought. It was a good question though, I think.
Any questions, any comments, any concerns? What's going on? Any questions, comments, or concerns? What's going on?
Do anybody have any church friends? And when I say church friends, I mean like they go to church they always hit you, like when you have a problem, they always hit you with, oh, talk to God about it. I'm a church friend. That's why I'm asking. But I'm asking, do anybody have a church friend? Because do you feel like you can't talk to that church friend like you could talk to a friend that really don't go to church and don't know, like, all of the, you know, I guess, how it works and how the spirit works and stuff? And they might tell you, oh, if he cheating on you, then cheat back on him, versus your church friend to be like, nah, don't do tit for tat. Two wrongs don't make it right.
Two wrongs don't make it right.
Man, stop playing. Tanya, are you still on here? Because he said you was for the streets.
What's going on?
So for those that are just coming on, this is what the conversation was about. So my boyfriend and I have sex once a month. It's not like I don't like sex, but I don't want our relationship to be centered around sex every time we meet. I love him very much, so I need to set standards for him to see value in me. But deep down, I crave sex every day. Recently, I've been seeing this guy. I don't love him. I don't see my future with him, so I feel comfortable having sex with him every day. I don't mind if he sees me as a whore. I'm just using him to satisfy my urge. So what y'all think about that? Yeah, I know, Tanya, huh?
She for the streets, right?
Trill Young Official, hey.
What's going on, Trill?
I told him you wasn't for the streets, Tanya. He childish.
So is she wrong? I say she wrong. She wrong, she dirty, she a piece of meat, and she for the streets. At the end of the day, if she only giving the one that she say she love her nookie once a month and giving it to another dude when she feeling urges every day, oh, every other day, she freaking that dude. She for the streets.
She said, fuck you.
She for the streets. So, Tanya, is she for the streets or not? Or does she has a reason and a legit, and I mean,
what about
a good reason to do what she's doing?
What about some people that has had, like a real bad... Let me see, like a real bad...
You go to counseling. Childhood, past.
No, not like that, like...
Ain't no excuse for doing all that, bro.
I didn't say it was excuse. I'm saying, like, you have some people that use, like... They have, like, a very, very high sex drive because something has happened to them in their past. And they cope with sex.
So why won't you have sex with the one that you love?
Like people were saying, maybe he don't hit it right. But I think if he not hitting it right, I personally think that's his side bitch. And he has a main bitch. That's why he not tripping about the once a month. Because ain't no nigga in their right mind that claim a bitch gonna just let a bitch give it to him once a month. That's their main bitch.
Yeah, she better be giving him when we ready. So she for the streets.
I say she is.
She for the streets. What's going on? Make sure y'all hit that notification bell before y'all exit out. Exclusive Talk Radio, baby.
Every Tuesday, we're going to do Talk Tuesday. So if y'all have something that y'all want to talk about, y'all send in a DM. Let us know the topics and we'll talk about it. It doesn't have to be about music. It could be about anything. It could be about sex. It could be about drugs. It could be about shit. Whatever.
It could be about the guns that you're packing or the bars that you be spitting.
Or the bars that you be popping.
Or what you say you do that you really don't do. We trying to talk about that. And we trying to get that insight on what you be doing that you ain't really supposed to be doing.
You finish your drink before me?
I'm done with that drink.
Oh, my
God. Go grab you a drink. Go grab you some smoke. You know, Sleep Talk Radio, baby. We just talking. It's Talk Tuesday. We talking about these girls that's for the streets. They don't mean nothing. They for the streets. You get them? I mean, they don't.
Wait a minute. Time out. It ain't just girls that's for the street. You got niggas that's for the streets, too.
I mean, of course, you got some
just so happened ass. It technically had to be a female that said the shit. But you got niggas that's for the street, too. Y'all do more shit than we do, and y'all get caught up more than we do.
Wait a minute.
A woman can cheat on a man.
And not get caught.
And not get caught.
But a man.
And marry another man and still cheat with the man for however long she was messing with that man with and still won't get caught. Y'all get and sloppy it, with y'all's.
Yeah, sloppy, and we're gonna tell on our motherfucking selves.
Honestly, a woman ain't gonna tell unless she happened to get caught. Then she gonna try to switch the shit up to
you
make
gonna
it
get
look
that
clean.
Game right here.
But then, if they got proof, you can't make that shit look clean. But a woman would take that shit to the grave. Y'all niggas gonna tell on y'all self. But me personally, I don't know about no other woman, but if you doing the shit and y'all and you know you doing the shit with a foul ass female that'll throw that shit in your face and be like, oh, I'ma tell your bitch what we doing, then you might wanna tell your girlfriend or your bitch before the side bitch do, because it's worse when they hear it from the side bitch versus from when they hear from you. Just some free game I thought y'all might want to know.
You know, just
because y'all do get caught doing shit.
Busted. What's going on? So what's your thought? What's your thoughts? What's that, facts? Okay. We got a vote in the building, goddamn it. I guess it's a poll in this shit. Tony, okay. So we know y'all for the streets.
Who for the streets?
All you motherfucking bitches. All you motherfucking bitches.
Nope.
We just happen to take you motherfucking bitches off the street.
What? Hell no.
And try to feed you niggas. And try to give you niggas a goddamn roof.
Oh, so you want to go there. Okay. The roof y'all give that we provide food for, clean for, don't let us have kids. We take care of the kids while you at work, but you doing everything else. And then you expect us to come home and please you at the same time, but you doing what you want to do?
You better bust that goddamn thing wide open.
Hell no.
You better bust it open.
I'm single, so I'm my side. I feel it. I'm not single, but we be outside together.
We outside, you know.
What's up, Winston?
I'm Winston in this building. What's going on?
Once again, I don't care how you put it, you have females and men that's for the streets. It's not just females. Just so happened, this particular person happened to be a female. But you got niggas that's for the streets, too.
I have no objections. No objections.
Except y'all just get caught more than women do.
Well, it is what it is. We get busted, y'all.
Busted.
Y'all know how it is. They in the yacht. They don't get caught. But guess what? We learning.
So wait.
We learning the game.
That's good though. So why is it?
Fellas, pay attention. Y'all better learn. What's going on, King Spitter?
Why is it that a woman can accept an apology and put up with so much more than a man can? Because a man can't handle everything he put a woman through, but expect a woman to deal with what he put her through.
You're right.
So why is that?
Like a lot of dudes just would leave, you know, fuck around. Bitch, fuck this shit. I'm gone. Get your shit. Boom. But at the end of the day, or at the beginning of the day, what the fuck led him to just, you know, to have her step out, you know what I'm saying? So at the beginning of the day, I gotta do a self-examination on why the fuck this happened. Was I doing me for her to do her? Boom. Boom.
But at the same time, you got some that can't own up to what they do. And they still try to turn it on the woman. Like, it don't matter what I did. You still shouldn't have did it to me. And still go off on it and be ready to, like, chunk dudes. Like, nah, I might. Don't matter the time. Don't matter none of that.
But again, like you say, a woman can hide stuff way more than a man can. So, with that man being naturally a man, again, if he's smooth with it, he can get away with it for probably, you know, however long he got away with it. But at the end of the day, he gonna tell on himself. Something gonna eat at him. He gonna tell on himself. But y'all females are so cynical, so diabolical that y'all would do some stuff even if a nigga finds out. Y'all would still do what y'all want to do.
Wait a minute. What you mean?
Man, come on.
Oh,
come
give
on.
An example.
Because I know some, man.
You ain't got to say names, but give an example.
Man, I know some females that would do them despite the fact that they got a provider, a lover, or somebody that's holding down the house. You know what I'm saying? Could you say they not maybe on an intellectual level together? One of the five keys that Mr. Sterlow said, maybe one of those keys wasn't connected. So one could probably still be doing all that they need to be doing. But then because it's not a connection somewhere, a disconnect, and they feel that little energy charge or they get that little jump here, they do what they want to do.
So you know what I'm saying? Once the cheater
and
always...
Everybody else will know except for... That man.
That's why I go back and said, that's why I went back and said, it's better if you tell the person yourself versus them finding out in the streets.
Big facts.
It's a lot
and
hurtful.
And that's why a man would tell on himself. I don't know about y'all women or some shit, but it must be the power of the cuckoo. But y'all mother suckers would hold that and keep that, and like you said it out your own mouth. Y'all women would take it to the grave.
You will.
Your sister, your cousin would know. But you ain't telling this nigga because you know if this nigga find out, he gonna leave your ass.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10.
So you gonna be selfish enough to hold on to what you want and what the provider will give to you.
What if y'all both provide?
Y'all just selfish.
That's not a selfish thing.
So you're going to get your thing over here? You're going to get your rent paid? You're going to get your nails slayed?
Time out. That's not selfish. Y'all niggas do it every day. That's not selfish. You have niggas that'll literally have a good woman at home, provide,
come
a hustler.
Fellas.
Everything.
Fellas.
And wait a minute. No, you have a woman that'll come home, provide, be a hustler, have a side business, work a 9-to-5, have kids, do all it.
Yeah.
And you'll have a side bitch. But, like you said, y'all sloppy with it. You'll have a whole side bitch outside knowing that you got a spiteful side bitch and your spiteful side bitch know how your woman look. And to go out somewhere, your woman with her homegirls, your side bitch with her homegirls, and your side bitch could bring up your name and bring up a mark on your body that only your bitch should know about, and there it go. And not even that, women have intuitions. I don't care what nobody say. That woman intuition ain't gonna steer you wrong at all. Y'all better listen to it.
Man, come on. Hey. Sammy the Realist, George, y'all, 709, you know, what's going on? So we trying to find out the real now. What's your thoughts? We talking today.
You better preach one. Thank you. Exactly. Y'all be it for the streets too. And you be trying to make it seem like it's always the woman. Hell no. Y'all boys be doing some.
I didn't say it's always. I said at the beginning of the day, the dude got to look at the.
Yeah, but you said we're sneaky and we be wanting our hair did, nails did. You absolutely right. Y'all
okay,
do
so
too.
You agreeing with it?
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with the hair did, the nails did, all that. But I don't need a nigga to do that for me. I could do that for myself.
That's understandable.
So to be honest with you. If I'm a cheat, I'm a cheat with a nigga that could do something more than my nigga could do.
Tag Kevin Samuels. Everybody at Kevin Samuels right now.
No. Y'all would cheat with a whole bitch that can't bring y'all nothing but pussy. A female gonna cheat with somebody that could bring her more than you could bring her. Whether it be a hookup with a job or something. And I know people might be like, damn, you fucked to get to the top, but I'm getting some out of it. That job gonna provide for me and my family. Y'all just getting a nut, and when y'all get up, it's all, oh, okay, cool. Well, y'all leaving the side bitch thinking, oh, it's cool for me to say disrespectful shit and do this and do that. No, y'all disrespectful with it. I don't care how you look at it. I'm not saying cheating right, but I am saying y'all get sloppy and disrespectful versus the woman. The woman knows how to do it.
So you saying if the man would be more like a female, it'll be much easier in a relationship.
I'm finna give you a good example.
In that specific way.
Don't get me wrong. A man should be in a household. I totally agree with that.
Wait a minute.
What you say? I cheat, but that's only if I find out a nigga cheat on me. But I'ma hurt your feelings because I'm going after your daddy, cousin, uncle, grandpa. Portia, you stupid. Like, for real, friend. Stop playing, Pud. No, but seriously. Like, you.
So, again, let me backtrack. So, it'll be more better in relationship if men would, instead of being more sloppy, be as a female would be like.
No, because I think y'all will still get caught. It's in y'all nature to get caught. Even if y'all wanted to change, it's still in your nature to get caught. Because as a woman, like I said, somewhere, somehow, if you still have sex with that woman, somebody's feelings is going to get attached. 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to lie, it's going to be the woman's feelings that get attached. So even if you cheating with a side person and they're getting attached, that side person's still getting attached to you. So even if you try to break it off, like, nah, this wasn't right, I don't want to do this no more, that side chick going to be now pissed off that you broke it off and going to try to fuck your life up. Versus a woman could call it off with a nigga, and you really don't have too many men that will be spiteful about it, because 9 times out of 10, they probably got other women in their cone anyway. Quiet, I say.
Grab your drink. Grab your... Sit back.
I'm winning this one.
Keep talking media. Queen's got another one up.
Women be knowing men that intuition a motherfucker. I told you. That intuition let you know. Like y'all say, that we be letting you know. That intuition lets you know. Y'all be mad as hell too. Get caught the hell up and be trying to come up with all type of excuses. Oh no, I don't talk to that person. That's just my cousin friend. That's the famous one. That's my cousin friend. Cousin friend where?
Ooh.
Or had a cousin run the interference so you could cheat.
Ooh. That line still being used?
Women don't have to do that. Women do not have to involve their family members to do what they want to do. Their family member gonna know, but they don't have to involve their family member. Y'all dudes need a cover up. Y'all gotta have like somebody to help y'all to cheat.
Come on, man. We gotta get a men's league together, man. Come on.
Facts.
Where's the
cap? You lie. Hell no, nah, bully. Come on, bully.
Where's the MCL at?
No, bully. Come on, bully. And you my cousin.
Where's
so
the president
come on, bully.
Of the MCL?
Our side niggas will act gay if needed be. Facts. Gonna act like they really your homeboy and ain't shit going on. And it's always the cousins. Tony, bro, I'm on your ass. I'm on your ass with this one tonight. I told you I was going to get you with this one.
Toast to you.
You ain't got no man on here helping. No man on here helping.
That's because, again...
That's messed up, because all the men be on here when you be dropping, when y'all be dropping y'all songs and shit, but y'all want to be on here talking. That's messed up.
Y'all leave me hanging tonight.
Mm-hmm. That show you right there, the ones that be on the, I'm going to be on the live on Thursday, too. And I'm going to talk about all y'all that be on their live dropping y'all music Thursday, and y'all ain't want to get on this conversation. Half of y'all probably got side pieces and don't want to talk about it because your girlfriend might see it.
One that's paying for the records, for the studio time.
Probably. But you can make it generic. You don't have to let it be known as you. You don't even have to say names.
Exclusive talk, baby. You know, we sitting, we vibing, we chilling, we chilling. We appreciate
women
y'all.
Women winning all day.
Ah! But again, y'all can do you.
Y'all can too.
Exactly.
But y'all just get sloppy with it.
That's why we don't do it.
No, that's a lie.
Shit, it's too much work involved in doing all that shit.
Actually, it's not.
Tell me how it's not.
Okay. First and foremost, and don't wink your eye, because this ain't happening now. I'm giving you something.
Yeah, give me the gag.
Okay.
Fellas,
a woman gonna tell her side dude, this the time you could call, this the time you can't call. If you call in between them times, you're absolutely fine with calling in between them times. Y'all could set that same boundary for females, and for some odd reason, I ain't gonna lie, bitches like to book the system.
They do.
But that's when you go and you let it be known. If you gonna call, no, you ain't gotta choke that hoe. No, you ain't gotta choke that hoe. But you will tell her, look, bitch, if you want this to keep continuing, don't fuck up what I got at home.
This dick don't keep calling me.
You call between 8 and 12.
My business hours are between.
And at 6 o'clock, bitch, don't call my phone. Send a text message. Hit the numbers. One is for at home. Two is I could talk. And three was like when you want to just send text messages and be like, I love you type shit.
That's when you hit that code 3.
That code 3.
Code 3, y'all.
So you got codes, but y'all men ain't gonna know nothing about codes.
Man, it's too much work involved in the cheating, bro.
Hey, Aunt Jen.
It's too much work involved in the cheating. Fellas, how y'all be cheating out there? Come on. They got codes and systems and shit.
Cause he losing. He losing. He's trying to take up for y'all, but it is no way possible that he could take up for y'all because y'all still sloppy.
Cause let's get back to the beginning of the conversation, though. Yeah. You said what you said. Okay. So, the bitch is still for the streets. Niggas are for the streets.
We know that.
We got some good, we got some bad.
But you just mad because women know how to do it. Fuck all that. Stop cheating, normalize, staying loyal and shit, or have threesomes. Exactly. But then, you got some people that can't have threesomes because they do it.
They step out and cheat.
So then you got to know, tell it like it is. Ain't Jed. But you can't have threesomes because either somebody going to step out or... Okay.
The bitch going to get a little retarded.
If you're going to do a threesome... Do it with somebody that you ain't super close with or that you could trust. When I say trust, I mean you know that the bitch ain't gonna call your nigga behind your back and type
clean,
trust.
And they clean. Clean.
Clean. Very clean. Clean. Yep.
Don't go out and get you a nasty one. Y'all both gonna be mad.
You know if they clean. When they take them panties off, if you smell a stench, bitch, my grandma always told me, if you smell it, that means somebody already done smelt you. So, bitch, go home and wash.
Yeah.
And the same for niggas, because niggas be sweaty, too, and they be thinking, oh,
y'all
so
nasty.
Nasty.
Oh man. We love y'all. Exclusive talk, baby. Y'all love me.
Ain't no
right
man
now.
Still ain't say nothing though. I just want you to know that. Them men still ain't say nothing though. And look, Sterling ain't even say nothing. And all he said was cap. Y'all scared.
We absorbing the game.
Y'all are scared.
So right now, all them niggas gonna go through that girl's phone, be looking for a code. I'm gonna look for this code number. Shit.
I ain't even gonna tell y'all everything, but y'all ain't gonna find that code. Y'all ain't gonna find that code.
Oh, Lord. Swipe. Look, they hopped off to go look. They fit to go delete that number right there. They forgot to go delete that code, y'all.
And one thing y'all niggas do, y'all say the phone numbers under somebody else's name. Whoop. Boom. Booyah. Girls ain't saving phone numbers.
Now, y'all remembering that shit. Y'all remembering that to the fullest.
I only remember one phone number and that's yours.
I only remember one number.
Oh, no, I remember like two, but they're my mamas and my nanas and my grannies.
Hey, but how long we been on here?
Nah, don't try to get off.
How long we been on here, y'all?
We delete texts and all the fuck. Don't leave no thread. Bro, you really mad because ain't no man got on here after you tried to say the girl was for the streets, even though she was for the streets. But when it turned on men, you ain't had no man on here. When y'all talking about the women, all the men want to be on here.
Like you say, shit, we do what we do. We get caught. We slip.
But why y'all can't be transparent? Y'all always want to dog a woman. But the moment a woman get on y'all ass, y'all don't be having nothing to say. Y'all want to go hide like most of them did. Because as soon as we was on that woman, and what that woman said, all the comments, she for the streets. But the moment it got twisted to try to figure out why y'all cheat and y'all get sloppy with it and a woman could cheat and don't get sloppy with it, everybody got quiet. Every man got quiet, let me say that.
Because we just absorbing the game, you know.
I'm going to even respect y'all and say every man got quiet. I ain't even going to call y'all some boys. Because boys really cheap.
We just going to peep. We going to say, you come around and be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You believe I be talking again.
Yeah, I know. Y'all be talking about, y'all, you know what else they do? They be looking at these Instagram girls.
They do?
Man, what? They look at these Instagram girls and want they and got something really nice at home. But y'all a cheat on what y'all got nice at home with an Instagram hoe. And be mad when the Instagram hoe cheat on y'all.
But the bitches for the streets.
But half of the time, y'all be falling in love with the Instagram hoes.
Hell no. We'll fall in love with the Instagram hoes, a dummy. If y'all falling in love with these Instagram hoes...
Well, let me not say Instagram hoes, because they might not be Instagram
y'all
hoes.
Y'all need to throw your life
but
away.
But the body-wise, like, y'all be looking at the girls that be on Instagram showing all everything and all that. And that's what y'all be talking to. And y'all fall in love with them. But you be having a real good one at home. Somebody that cook for you. And because that person might be in your ear a little bit about something that they see that's really good in you and try to push your potential up. And because you're not used to that, you backlash and you cheat with somebody that you think, because that person don't be in your ear, that person don't really nag you, that person, you cheat on that person not really knowing how that person track record is. And then when you find out, that person gonna do you dirtier than you did the person you was with. Now you hurt and you're like, damn, I should have stayed with her.
Y'all niggas be doing that?
You got some niggas that be like, damn, I wish I was still with such and such. Y'all be thinking about that one. Y'all always have that one. Everybody done had that one.
You got that one. Y'all got that one. Is it that one that I'm still going back and doing, though? Like that girl in the text message?
That girl in the text message was wild, though. She really was.
Is it just like the one I'm going back and fucking? Like the text message.
Probably.
Y'all better learn some game right here, Exclusive Talk.
If you break up with somebody and you don't have closure, 9 times out of 10, if that person ain't fucked your friend or something like that, it's a possibility that if you see that person and you could possibly go on through something with your significant other, it's a possibility that you'll start messing with that person that you never had closure with. But me personally, I was raised that once you leave, don't backtrack.
Be gone. Don't look back. What? Remember Lot's wife? She looked back, turned to a pillar of salt. Don't look back. Look forward. Keep your eyes ahead of you.
There's a reason why your rearview mirror is smaller than your windshield. Your windshield is for where you're going. Your rearview is where you came from. So if you leave in a relationship, don't look back. It was a reason that you left that relationship. Just keep focused straight ahead. Don't worry about what they doing back there.
Look through the big picture.
It might be somebody better, whatever the case may be, but don't fall for it. Niggas fall for it. Women be gone. I think we won this conversation.
All right. I guess to say the women done took this conversation. The women just done took this whole conversation.
Yep, we won this conversation.
Gotta give it to y'all.
Y'all remember, Talk Tuesdays with Exclusive Talk. Drop your topics in the DM. It don't matter what it is. We gonna talk about it. I think what we're gonna talk about next week is a recap. Nah, not of this, because y'all niggas don't play fun with this one.
Yeah.
Y'all don't do right when it's about relationships cheating.
They leave me in the limelight by myself, being attacked by women. I feel attacked.
But if we talk about gold diggers, woo,
how about we talk about Jesus?
They ain't gonna talk about that either.
Y'all gonna talk about Jesus, huh?
Man,
y'all talking about Jesus.
I see. Let's see.
Man, I got some rappers that love Jesus on here. We got some real artists that really love God, bro.
I didn't say they didn't.
Yeah, I think
I'm saying they won't talk about it.
I think they'll talk about how God has helped them in their rapping career.
What have you done for Jesus?
What have you done for Jesus?
If you're going to talk about your rapping career and what God has done with your rapping career, what have you done for Jesus? Please,
we're going to get into that next Tuesday. What have you done?
I promise, ain't nobody gonna talk about that. Ain't nobody gonna talk about that.
Oh, Lord.
The moment you start talking about Jesus, tithes, praying, opening a Bible, they not gonna talk about that. We might be in Instagram jail. They might report us. But I ain't gonna lie to you. We pray every night. We read our Bible. We pay our tithes. We are Jesus goers. I'm not going to say we're church goers, but we're Jesus goers.
Jesus Christ.
So you're going to hear us say amen every now and then, or thank you, Jesus, every now and then. But that doesn't mean that we don't know what go on in the street, or that doesn't mean that we don't do worldly stuff, because we do. I mean, we're human. Everybody's human. Don't let that discourage you. But at the same time, I feel like people should be an open book and should be transparent.
People should be an open book, be transparent. Be
and
who you
y'all
be.
Niggas not transparent.
Hey, not about this conversation, because again, cheating, whoo, that's where we stay away from that. You see that smoke on my head? Whoo, that's a hot topic. You stay away from that.
It's a hot topic that men do not want to talk about. It's a hot topic that men do not want to talk about.
It's hot.
Exactly. Men don't want to talk about it. Women will talk about it.
Yeah,
men,
cause y'all the masters of it. The masters of the sky. Turtle. But just say cheater. But
no,
you
just
know,
be honest. Men just don't like talking about that because they feel like they gonna get caught up. They probably got a side bitch watching their Instagram.
True.
Watch what they do.
True.
And then they at home with their gal.
With their main chick.
Exactly. And they ain't gonna wanna talk about it.
That's not transparent.
Be transparent about it.
End of the day, you got one life to live. Live it for you. Live it for what matters. Hey, Exclusive Talk Media. It's Tuesday Talking. It's your boy Tony. All right.
Wanda, all right.
Hey, we'll see y'all this Thursday, 8 o'clock.